These are turkeys about 17 weeks old, so just about ready to go to processing now. This year, producers have grown out fewer of these birds.
They really cut back. Third quarter production was down about 3%.
For the year, production down about 1.5%. This from Agriculture Department economist Dave Harvey. The reason for the cutbacks? Those record high feed prices following the drought of 2012. And turkey producers this year have been squeezed in another way.
Turkey whole bird prices have been below a year earlier, pretty much throughout the year.
As much as 6% below in some cases, but things may be about to turn around for turkey producers. Farmers are harvesting huge corn and soybean crops right now, and Harvey says,
in the fourth quarter and into 2014, grain prices will be considerably lower than they were last year, which would be a real big added benefit for them.
The U.S. turkey industry these days does depend quite a lot on exports. Years ago, only a tiny percentage of U.S. turkey meat output went out of the country, but now that percentage is up around 14%. Exports of turkey have been increasing almost every year. However,
this year, actually, the turkey exports are down somewhat.
Down about 3%. Dave Harvey says the main reason is that Mexico has cut down on turkey purchases.
Part of that is just sort of a trade-off in Mexico, because their imports of broiler products has been up considerably this year. So it's kind of a trade-off between broiler and turkey imports for the Mexican economy.
And, of course, broiler exports far outpace turkey shipments. Those turkey exports to all countries this year expected to be around 735 million pounds. Million. Broiler exports over 7 billion pounds. So this Thanksgiving, turkey producers can at least be thankful that 2014 will bring lower feed costs, and feed is half the cost of raising these birds. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.